right. My name is Gary Litherland. We
Carmelita Banks.
Well, thank you very much for joining us, Ms. Banks. We're just getting started here. My name is Gary Litherland. I'm sitting in for Tom LaPorte today. And we are talking about the, let's see, LaSalle and Perry area of the city. And
right.
I'm just going to go through and ask folks to introduce themselves. Mr. Hightower, you're there. Why don't you start out?
Dwayne Hightower, Deputy Commissioner of Operations and Distribution.
Tom Mendoza, Supervisor of Field Engineering Services.
Cyril Cicada, Bureau of Engineering, Sewer Section.
Elisa Rosario, Commissioner's Office.
And I'm sorry, once again, who else is joining us?
Oh, and Carmelita Banks, West Chatham 8 Block Club.
Thank you very much, Ms. Banks. And again, I'm Gary Livone with the Public Relations Office. I'm sitting in for Tom LaPorte. Mr. Hightower, do you have a breakdown for this area, a 311 analysis?
Yes, I do. Starting off with the 8300 block of LaSalle, I went back to January of 2010, and the majority of the complaints that was called in to 311 were sewer cave-in inspections, for which they were all closed out. However, on the 8300 block of LaSalle, the only complaint that we got for water in the basement was one, and that was on May 15th of this year. But other than that, there were all sewer inspections, cave-in inspections, as well as main sewer repairs for the 8300 block of LaSalle.
Well, when we had the engineers come out, they pointed out that there was a cave-in in the 8300 block of Perry. And that was in front of the flowers. I think that address might have been 80. I don't have the address in front of me.
That was just the LaSalle locations.
No, this was on Perry.
Okay, yes, I also have the Perry. And I have 1, 2, 3, 5 sewer cave-in inspections for the 8300 block of Perry.
Okay, there were sinkholes or something on Perry. The only cave-in that I knew about was the one that was in front of the Flowers home, which I believe is 37 maybe, or 80, no, that's, I think that's the tallies.
8344, 8325.
Those were sinkholes.
8325.
There was another one that Mr. Mendoza pointed out to Mr. Flowers, and that was in November of 2011.
All right.
Okay, let me see what I have.
Water and basement complaints, you said? You really only had one, is that correct?
I had one basement, water in the basement complaint for the 8300 block of LaSalle and only one for the 8300 block of Perry, Gary. Yes,
okay.
That's correct.
All right.
Okay, and that was for the year 2010, though, right? You were talking about the year 2010.
Okay.
We weren't even involved in the program in 2010.
For the 8300 block of Perry, the water in the basement was called in March 20th, 2012. Okay. For the 8300 block of LaSalle, the water in the basement was called June 15th, 2010.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's 2010, because you were talking about that. Mm-hmm. But still, there was a cave-in that Mr. Mendoza identified when we went to the Flowers House on Perry, and that was in November of 2011.
Okay.
And people came out to look at it and did nothing.
All right. Well, let's take this in. Tom, do you, first of all, Mr. Hightower, do you have any additional information other than there seems to be some discrepancy as to whether it's a cave-in or a sinkhole or some other issue, but I think maybe Mr. Mendoza might be able to better address that.
Yes, Tom, you want to address that, please?
I'm going to do my best. We televised that sewer on 8300 block of Perry. What we found there was a couple of possible water leaks, and we removed a lot of heavy debris from the main sewer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I wasn't talking about what you did, okay? What I'm talking about is that some people came out to look at the cave-in. I had pointed it out to Mr. Whiteside, I believe his name. No, wait a minute, what's his name? Irving, Mr. Irving. Right.
That street's in, are you talking Harold Irving, ma'am?
It may be. Streets
is
and sanitation.
Is he a heavyset African-American man?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
That's Harold Irving. He's the division superintendent for the Department
it,
of
I reported it to him when we had Alderman Brookins come to one of our block club meetings.
Well, yeah,
this
he's
was,
streets
this
and sanitation,
was after,
ma'am.
I understand that.
Okay.
Okay, but what I am saying is that Mr. Mendoza identified a cave-in when he was doing the walk-ins or the walk-through of the neighborhood on Perry and LaSalle. All right, and that was in November of 2011. And so then when we had a meeting with the alderman with our block club, he had Mr. Irving, he had a man that dealt with the electrical part from transportation, I can't remember,
Bob Meyer.
Yeah, and Mr. Irving asked me after the meeting the address of the home that had the cave-in that was under the sidewalk of a house on the odd side of Perry. And the owners of that house are the Flowers. I don't have the address right now because I am at work, but I did provide him with that address. They did come out, but they had done nothing about it.
I understand. I remember now what you're talking about.
Yeah.
That was a PD problem.
Yeah.
They were supposed to contact the house drain.
They were supposed to
call 311 and go through the house drain for that.
Oh,
it
it's called house
to do
drain.
With our
right. Yeah. Well, right. No, I didn't say it did. But when Mr. Hightower was talking about cave-ins, that's the only time we were told about a cave-in was when you came out. Before we were reporting sinkholes.
Yes, but
you know,
the cave-in
yeah,
you're talking about is
in potholes.
The cave-in that you're talking about was for the homeowner to call 311 and get involved with the private drain program. Now, do you know if they ever did that?
Okay, I don't remember. I accompanied you in the walk-in. I don't remember you telling him about a house drain program.
Yes.
Okay, it sounds like we may have an individual situation here where an individual may have a single problem with their PD, and we can address that later on. I think what we're looking at
PD?
Now is a little bit of
private drain.
Private drain, man. It's the private drain where your own house is connected to the city system. There may be an individual problem there, and we can address those one at a time.
That,
I think what we're looking at is the larger issue for the neighborhood and
right,
any complaints
right.
of
and
basement
but,
flooding.
But Mr. Hightower did say cave-in, okay? He talked about cave-ins on LaSalle and on Perry. And what I'm saying is that the only time we were told there was a cave-in was when Mr. Mendoza went through the walkthrough to say that there was a cave-in under the sidewalk, so that was on the public side of the house. Yeah, that was the public sidewalk of the house of the Flowers, and
mm-hmm.
nothing has been done about that.
Well,
that Mr. Irving had some people come out to look at it, and nothing else has been done since. They just looked.
Okay, well, I can check into that if you want to give me a call later on.
Now, who is this? That
this
I need
is Gary Litherland.
Okay,
and
why wouldn't I call Mr. Hightower since he's talking about cave-ins?
Because I think what we're talking about here is a private drain problem.
It was under the public sidewalk.
It doesn't matter.
How about
if it's
this?
I'll
call Ms. Banks. Ms. Banks, this is Lisa. We'll talk more about Mr. and Mrs. Flowers' issue. If we can just move on the flooding issue that we actually inspected on.
Right.
If you wanna
because we're,
do that. Okay,
we want
to
address the entire neighborhood here. So.
Okay. Right. Well, the reason I brought it up is because Mr. Hightower was talking about cave-ins.
Yes,
so.
We understand that. That's okay.
Okay.
I think we need to move off of this. Tom, was there anything else that we that you discovered on the inspections?
Well,
okay.
This is what we did. Okay. First, let me tell you what we did. First of all, we removed a lot of heavy debris from the 8300 block of LaSalle. We found a collapsed connection also that we mentioned to them where they have to contact house drain or they have to call 311 to get house drain involved at 8348. I remember being in their basement and telling the lady this.
8348?
No, this was on LaSalle, ma'am.
I know.
Now,
it was
let's
Ms.
move
Flowers,
on to Prairie.
It was Miss Flowers Thomas' house, and that was 8338.
No,
and
ma'am.
And there was a collapsed connection in the street that was a little south of 8336 sewer.
8348 is where we found it. 40 feet south of manhole 8348.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the manhole might have been in front of 8.
And we went out there. We showed her where it was and everything. Whether she has done anything about it or not, I have no idea. Now, let's go back to Perry. Now, on Perry, we removed a lot of heavy debris from that main sewer also. We didn't find anything wrong with the sewer. The sewer was in good working condition. When we were walking through, I remember that one PD, or the private drain, collapse in the sidewalk, and I mentioned to them that they have to call 311 and have the house drain get involved, where they'll have to have their plumber out there and televise their sewer.
Okay, you didn't say that when I was there, and I accompanied
I mentioned
you.
It to someone over there.
You mentioned it to Mr. Flowers.
Okay.
What you mentioned to him was that there was a cave-in. You didn't say anything about a house drain because it wasn't on the house side. But you did mention that there was a cave-in and that he needed to call 311.
Yes, I did.
All right.
But other than that, the main sewers in those two blocks were cleaned and they're functioning properly now. We checked for water leaks. We didn't find any water leaks, so everything's working properly in that location.
Okay. What I would like to say about LaSalle is that at 8338, he showed an owner where there was a problem with, I think a cap had been removed. We had some, apparently a previous owner had some jackleg person ride the sewer,
had
messed up the cap. And so he pointed that out to her, which was very helpful to her. Also, with your study, Mr. Mendoza, and I forget what the other man was. He wore glasses. I can't remember what his name was. But anyway, he read from his report that there was a problem with the sewer connection in the street, which apparently was that 8348. And since then, they have taken care of that. So that I saw that as a real plus in the program because you found a problem that they'd had, but they didn't know what it was. And thanks to the Basement Flooding Initiative, it was identified. You know, also the other thing was it was very helpful to the new owner of the house at 8338 South LaSalle to know what that smell was, because she didn't know what was causing the smell. She thought it was her neighbor, you know, that wasn't taking care of something. Mr. Mendoza was very helpful.
The program is addressing very real problems for people and resolving those issues. Moving on, could we, Sid, do you have some information about the overall sewer system in the area?
The overall local sewers in LaSalle and Prairie are 22.
That Prairie or Perry?
Or Perry, sorry. Are 22
okay.
inches in diameter, and that's pretty good, relatively speaking, for, you know, a typical city block. Usually they're only 1 foot to 15 inches in diameter, but you have a 22-inch sewers in both streets, and they both flow to the north to 83rd Street, and then they swing around back to 84th Street, where they tie to a big sewer, a big 84-inch sewer. There's a big 84-inch sewer in 84th Street that flows to the east under the expressway, and then it keeps going to Indiana, and then the sewer, you know, gets bigger and bigger as you go downstream, and then it eventually flows north on Indiana to MWRD interceptor pipe. So you're surrounded by pretty good sewers on in both 83rd Street and 84th Street, and in your local sewers, the 22 inches in LaSalle and Perry. So
is the reason for the 84-inch sewer because of the businesses on 84th Street?
No, the 84-inch sewer picks up a larger area upstream.
Okay.
I'm not exactly sure how far it goes back, but at least to Stewart and further north.
All right.
Okay.
So it sounds like the sewer system itself should be able to handle most normal rainfalls that we've been dealing with?
Normal rainfalls, correct. But
we
know that the larger sewers, the 84 and bigger sewers,
mm-hmm.
those are, we're looking at those to improve those sometime in the future, but that's to improve those big sewers, you're talking about big tunnel projects costing multi-millions of dollars, and that's not going to happen real soon.
Okay.
So that's to improve the larger?
The larger interceptor sewers, you know.
Interceptor.
Ones.
Right.
Okay. Now, the 84-inch sewer, is that an interceptor sewer or not?
Yes.
Okay. It's an interceptor sewer.
And, Tom, can I ask you, because you were actually there in the area, how many of the homes are currently have their downspouts disconnected?
Well, some of them do have their downspouts disconnected. I believe that if they continue to have flooding issues over there, they should probably all disconnect their downspouts. It's always a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
The least amount of water in there. In fact, not only their two blocks, the whole area, it would be beneficial for them for the simple fact that the less water that's in the sewers would be the less water in their basements.
So that's something that if there is basement flooding occurring, that's something that they can, that the residents can do to actually alleviate their own situation.
Yes,
is
absolutely.
That correct?
Okay, so disconnect the, yeah. I found that's been real helpful for me.
Right, but it's an area-wide thing because
also have
you're connected, your own home is connected to everybody else's underground. So if everybody else is putting water into the sewer, you could get their water. So it's not just the individual. It's getting everybody in the entire area to participate because it's a community effort. It actually requires a community effort to really make it work.
To disconnect because everybody's water is connected underground?
Underground, the sewer system does not discriminate. Once the water's in the pipe, it starts to fill up. It can flood out everybody's house.
So it's
not just an individual thing. It's everybody has to participate.
Right, right. I also went to the workshops that they had, that water management had, and on the rain barrels. And I have three of them, and they've made my flowers huge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, using
the
rainwater.
And the other thing is when rain barrels or even redirecting the water out into the yard is not feasible, there are rain gardens, and we do have connections with people with the Center for Neighborhood Technology who would be happy to come out and show individuals how to actually create rain gardens. They do take a little bit of work. But they can hold water for a day or two and will actually take on a tremendous amount of runoff from the roof in a heavy rainstorm and, you know, provide relief for the area.
That's with the native plants, right?
Right. It does. There are native plants involved. Some people think they're a bit scraggly looking, but they are what grow here naturally.
They're
and,
gorgeous.
I think so.
I got those too. I have them between the walkway, between my walkway and my neighbor's. And they're just blossoming, and they're getting huge too from that rainwater. So
sure.
The
so there's
great.
A number of I think very good alternatives that residents can employ to help alleviate their own situation, because as you heard, the sewers in your area are at a good size for the area, and the larger
mm-hmm.
interceptor sewers are already pretty large. So in increasing that size beyond what it is going to take a very large investment and probably going to take several years before that could happen. So I think it's important for the neighborhood to be aware of what they can do themselves to help themselves to alleviate the problem, because this might be a situation that's better resolved at the neighborhood level. So I think it's important to continue spreading the word, which you've obviously already been doing, and we appreciate that. But by all means, keep folks interested, and they can hear this recording, and they can hear what we've been just talking about, so they don't, you know, they don't think it's something going on behind their backs.
Well, there's more interest now in rain barrels, because they've been coming to me because I have my three, which I put on top of, cinder blocks,
mm-hmm.
so that there would be a greater pressure, and that's because of the Meter Save program. Because they got a rain barrel, you know. So then they wanted to know about using it, and so they asked me, since I have been using my, and they can see my huge plants and all. Now, you're not any way related to the Meter Save program, right? Or are
it's
you?
One. It is a program here, but I have to tell you, you got lucky because I think they might be running out of rain barrels. And I don't know if they're going to be able to offer the rain barrels. So
I didn't get any from the Meter Save. I got two online, and then I bought one at, I think it was at Home Depot in the city, and got my rebate on that.
I also got rebates
on my native plants.
But
the ones online were cheaper.
Good tips.
but I did want to say this, that when I applied for Meter Save, mm-hmm. I wasn't interested in, you know, the promos, but they came out to install my meter, and they could not. They found the water turn off, and because the pipe was old, you know, out by the sewer, they were afraid to turn it off, and the supervisor had told them that they would send somebody else to install a water cutoff or shut off, whatever you call it, under
mm-hmm.
the sidewalk, and
mm-hmm.
they never have. It's been over 2 months, and nobody has come out, so I still have no meter, even though I'm listed in the program.
We have your information. We'll look into that as well, okay?
Yeah.
I believe
that's what I've been told for the last 2 months.
Lisa, do we have Ms. Banks?
I do. I have Ms. Banks here at 8338 South Perry.
Right.
All
okay,
right.
I'll look into that for you. I'm sure it's just an overflow of everybody trying to be in the program at the same time.
Well, I work part-time, and my neighbor informed me that some more did come out, and they looked at it and said they weren't going to do it.
I'll look into it.
So that's
we'll look into that.
Is this Lisa? Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, I think we've covered the issues here as far as the basement flooding program. And did you have any other questions, Ms. Banks, since you're the only
I know that LaSalle had lots of complaints about their street, and they thought that the pipes might be a problem, and there were people at the northern end of Perry who also thought there was a problem with the pipes, but I did give them the information about the conference today, and apparently they did not participate, so I'll have to talk to them to find out, you know, more. But I know that with your program that you clean the sewers, and then with the grid program, they came and cleaned them some more. So
okay.
You got a double benefit from that. So.
Excellent. I'm
yeah.
happy to hear that we're
now, will
meeting
you
the
continue,
requirements.
Will you continue to have the grid program then instead of the 70%, which is what you required per block before, for this basement flooding initiative?
I'll have to talk to Mr. LaPorte on that, but I'm pretty sure I mean, the grid cleaning program for the sewers, that
yeah.
will continue.
Yeah.
As far as neighborhood participation for involvement in the basement flooding program, I'm pretty sure that's still going to require the same level of commitment on the neighborhood's part.
Yeah, because we needed 83rd and Lafayette still – they needed to have 70% then
mm-hmm.
in order for them to have that
right.
also.
Right.
Yeah, because when there was construction work done on 83rd, there was flooding when it rained after the construction work. And the same thing was true on Lafayette. And what they found on Lafayette was that whoever did the construction work on the streets there threw that excess cement down the drains, which was why there was flooding, because they were clogging the drains. And that could very well have been what happened on 83rd Street. So when they have the work done, they need to take care of, make proper cleanup.
Yes, they certainly do, and we will definitely have to look into that issue as well.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
I wanted to thank everybody, and especially you, Ms. Banks, who appreciate your participation today.
Okay.
Have a good day.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Am I the only one left?
Are you?
Not me.
Everyone else hung up.
All right. Hang on 1 second. I have to stop the recording. Hang on.